I think the thing to do is carry the line of blame through the committee to reelect. In which case it would wind up with Magruder, right?
Wrong.
Mitchell, right. You get on the phone and tell that motherfucker to resign. Get him in there to head up the committee.
The Attorney General of Helen. Imagine
that. Cloudy. It's gonna be cloudy all day. It's gonna rain. Yes.
Well, yes.
I should be making notes, but we can shred later.
You got a good note.
What about stands?
We'll get stands set up. See, Mitchell will need an accomplice.
That's right.
Now, you can fix the papers. You won't have to change much. And they're certainly not going to remember the details. They look like liars protesting their innocence. You're getting all this, aren't you?
Got it.
Somebody's got to take the fall, and I'd suggest Dean. What do you think?
Not wise. Undependable.
Now, dependability is not a necessity in this case. I'll get enough on tape in this office with him to put him away.
Pardon me.
I'll bring him right in here with a tape machine rolling. Bring him along with a couple of comments.
Good.
Get all we need to take care of him. You know, he's just a fucking preppy. Don't worry about him. He'll look guiltier and all the rest. If it comes down to it, we can hit him like a truck.
Let me pose this. Let me pose that. What if? Underline if, because we do have reliable people close to the press. But what if it should go farther?
You and John are up next.
No shit.
That's right. Get that oil.
You're right. Yeah, I guess I'll check. I think we've got it.
You know, I want to say something to you now, Bob. One of the reasons that we've been together so long is the truth. I knew that one day we'd have a crisis where your reserve of strength would have to be called into play. That's why I'm talking to you about this, not Ehrlichman. He's a sissy, you know that, don't you, Bob?
A sissy? He is.
Yes, he is. You know, I never told for this. But one night, here in the Oval Office, I decided to see what kind of man he really was. So what I did was I had Rosemary call in and say that the Russians and the Chinese had launched simultaneous attacks on the U.S. from either coast. And then I told her to call every place where we had those missile things. I told her to tell them to fire them all up at the Chinese and the Russians. And I said, hold on to your hat, John. We're going to start kicking shit now.
How would you like a lozenge, I have?
You know what he did, Bob? He started to cry. He began to touch himself a lot.
Touch himself? You mean...
Remember the way Lyndon Johnson used to scratch his nuts? But John was so wet about the whole thing.
I always knew that about it.
He's not cool, Bob.
I guess I'm
cool at all.
It's funny how he passes himself off as tough. I've noticed that. We've all noticed.
I have to laugh. You know, Kissinger scared shitless of him. I got hate.
Oh, God. Colonels.
Me too. But Kissinger thinks he's got AIDS, so Ehrlichman can't sneak up on him with the Pentagon, and what both of them don't know is that all I have to do is say the thought out loud. They'll both be gone the way of all good Nazis. Pardon the expression, Bob.
That's okay, sir.
But you, Bob, if it comes to the crunch, are going to be the only person who could directly associate me in this office with this whole mess. Well, maybe BB. But don't worry about that little fruit. Who knows where his bread is buttered. Right?
Sure does. Thank you for greeting.
Him?
You know, I forgot all about him. What's he doing these days?
He's still the vice president.
No shit.
Underlined. Underlooked.
You know, while I'm thinking about it, see what you can do about that. Completely aside from this other thing we're talking about. Every time I think about Spyro, I get just a little bit crazy.
That's okay, that's good. That's good. And?
What can you take care of?
I think I have a way. I've been dwelling on this on my own a lot, you know, Dick. It's important to me. It's important to my concept of what this country is and what this country has become and what it could become.
Well,
I think we both understand each other.
They rammed him down my throat at the convention. I shouldn't have let it happen. I should have just put my foot down and said I don't want him. But I'm up there making speeches about him. I don't even know what state
he's from. Let me make a note here. Let me make a fast note about that, because I think I do know a way. I think something here is very definitely in front of me. I think I have something in the hat, and I'd like to see it flow.
I think Baltimore's his weak point. You know what I mean.
I am sure it is.
Okay. Now we got a game plan on this thing. Send the staff into the field.
Good. God damn. Commissary.
Now listen. Send the staff into the field, beat for the long ball. Get out the front line to dig in. I sent it to George Allen. I'll say it to you. The combination of the unexpected and basic fundamentals is essential to victory. We're facing a weak line and a gullible secondary, and I think a sustained march will put us across that old goal line with no sweat. That's really what I want. But I don't want to make too much of this, and we're probably thinking way too far ahead. Now you take the ball and run with it. I'll see you around the old locker room. Okay, Bob?
Right. Now, check and double check. Would you destroy these notes?
Okay. Take them, Bob. Get back to me if you're here. All right,
I won't be in the rest of the day. I'm getting my car fixed.